There's gold in dry beans, David Sparks, Idaho Agribusiness Today. A common sight this spring across Idaho, farmers planted a lot more dry beans. It's all because of rising dry bean prices on the commodity market. Here's farmer and broker Neil Durant.
Bean market is actually doing really well with the pandemic. People have started going back to their basics, back to the beans, or supplemental, getting a cheap protein source. And beans, the price has went up high, and then with the disasters that we had last year through the United States.
Dry beans are this year's crop. According to the USDA, pintos, which drive bean prices, are selling at a range between $38 and $40. That's doubling the price from last year.
The United States and the short supply that we had, we've burnt through all the product, all the inventory that we had, and they're scarce to come by right now.
Idaho now ranks fifth in dry bean production, first in seed production in the nation, and with these prices and the current shortage, they've planted 65,000 acres, which is up 38% from last year, according to the USDA.
Right. All over the U.S. and the world, everyone's wanting them. I get calls all the time seeing if we have beans. We actually sold out of the beans that we had, and if I had more beans, I could move them, but right now we're out.
On the eve of this year's dry bean harvest, farmers hope prices will hold and they can double their money, making up for flat market prices of their other crops. This report was produced by the Ag Information Network of the West. I'm David Sparks.